Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com, 6 November 2020. It is Election Day plus three, Color Revolution Day plus three, and we got a few things to talk about. I obviously have an opinion on a lot of things, including the election, and my number one takeaway, besides the fact that, you know, it's 3 days in and states stopped counting. They stopped counting because they didn't think Biden was going to win, so they just stopped counting. And I think I wrote an article. I'm going to post it on bloodandfaith.com later on today. But here's the gist of it. The trust is gone. The trust is broken. The trust in American society is utterly broken. You know, there's something going on that's more than whether or not Trump won or Biden won. There's a fundamental break in trust with the institutions in the United States of America. And this is good as well as it's bad. There's a silver lining to this dark cloud. 3 days in, and the states that think Biden is going to lose in because of the trending, they stop counting. They stop counting and call for more votes. How does that work? You think you're going to lose, so you put a delay on the game? That's like playing football, and it's the fourth quarter, and you got 30 seconds left, and the losing team, the team that's going to lose, they say, we need a timeout, and we want an extra 10 people to come onto our team, and then we'll start playing again. That's what they're doing. It's like playing gin rummy, and one guy gets to draw as many cards as he wants until he gets the card that he wants. That's what the Democrat Party is doing. Not just the Democrat Party, but it's state officials. It's elected state officials. It happened to be the Democrat Party, but still, they're the elected state officials. It's an utter breakdown of our civil institutions. Now, we can talk about how this has been going on for a long, long time, but here's the kicker: we don't trust him anymore, and not just Fritz, the conspiracy theorist or whatever you want to call me, but 100 million Americans no longer trust our basic government institutions. We don't trust the press. What American will ever trust a poll again? 4 years ago, Clinton's going to win by 98% sure chance he's going to win. Look how it turned out. Now, same story. And you guys are sophisticated viewers and thinkers, and you don't need me to tell you that they rigged the polls to demoralize the opposition and then to set their case for fraud should Trump have won, because they could say, well, the polls all said that Biden was going to win, and you know, how could you have done this? So it's all a big fat rigged game. you've got the Democrat machinery in the states and in the large city. Democrat states, they give Antifa and BLM a pass, complete pass. Oh yeah, burn riot, loot, burn, murder, loot, BLM, burn, loot, murder. They get a complete pass. Peaceful protesters. Send the police out there unarmed. Let them burn. Let them loot. Let them murder. And then the Multnomah County District Attorney comes out and says, we're not going to prosecute these people. We're not going to prosecute them. And so the average guy, call me, who spent a lifetime obeying the law, paying taxes, being a rule follower, what are we told? You don't have any rights. You don't have any rights at all. You don't have a right to self-defense. You don't have a right to your own government. Oh, and then we go out and we try to have an opinion that's different than MSNBC. And so we set up a Twitter feed. We set up a Facebook page. We set up a blog. We set up a YouTube channel. And what happens? We get deplatformed. I'm still on. Facebook's got some issues with me. They won't post any link I have to my blog. It's my personal blog. They said it violates community guidelines and it's spam. I'm not selling anything. Never have. Never sold a thing on any of my websites. I don't even have ads. And Facebook won't allow me to post a link to one of my blogs on my own Facebook page. I'm small potatoes. I'm nothing. And there's a lot of other people that have had a lot of worse things happen. And it goes all the way back to Alex Jones. But there's thousands and thousands of more people. Heck, they're trying to shut down the president. They're shutting down his advisors. Let me see if I can work my way through this paper here a little bit. Election Day plus two. State officials think Biden's going to lose, so they stop counting. and announce 3 more days of counting. Additional ballots don't need to be signed or postmarked. Could be photocopied by the thousands. Doesn't matter. Just keep counting until they get enough votes to make Biden win. That's like playing gin rummy and one player can draw cards until they get what they need. It's like playing basketball and one team can call a game as soon as they are 1 point ahead. Why work so hard when they can cheat? There's one good outcome to this. Americans, more than ever, simply do not trust the government that rules over them. The rules over them, the press that lectures them, or the academics that brainwash their children. Can any American ever believe the polls again? Ever? The left's long march through the institutions is complete, and we just woke up to this. Now that trust is broken and our eyes are open, and we realize we've been lied to, cheated, and abused, will our hearts finally ignite and seethe with rage? Will we find our will to fight? We better. We owe this to our unborn descendants. They never played by the rules. They used the rules to keep us in place while they drew as many cards as they can or called a do-over until they won. Their freedom of speech perverted our children. Now that they have no need for it, they impose laws against hate speech and they use the global oligarchies to silence dissent. Is that not what's going on? Anger is not enough. We've been told our opinions don't matter, or worse, are wrong. The box we are allowed to play in gets smaller and smaller every day as they forbid ideas. Everything against the left is racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, xenophobic, divisive, or anti-Semitic. What does that leave left to talk about? Anything they don't like us talking about, they just call it one of those names. That's why people have Facebook pages talking about their damn cats. Because there's nothing else they can talk about without getting called a dirty name. People are living terror. Those hateful words, racist, sexist, homophobic, queerphobic, Nazi, fascist, Hitler, should be like a red flag to a bull. It's time to charge. Or are we a bunch of damn kittens? They control us only because we let them. We believe them when they scolded us like an abused child. We bent over backwards so as to not offend. We clank shut the shackles on our own necks. Today we wake up. Today we realize that those who decry hate speech, they are the haters. Anyone who calls you a racist, Nazi, or a fascist, they are the haters. Calling someone a Nazi is hate speech. They have targeted you for elimination. Be angry. Never be silent again, no matter what kind of dirty names they call you. Know that from now on, that when the big city mayors allow Antifa and BLM to burn and riot and murder, the turnabout's fair play. It's our cities that are burning, our statues, our businesses, our country. They have no right to do this, you say. They must be held accountable, you say. City government won't hold them accountable. The state governments won't hold them accountable. The district attorney won't hold them accountable. That makes them all just as guilty as the guy throwing the Molotov cocktail. The government is on board with Antifa and BLM and turns a blind eye to the cartels and to the Epsteins who traffic in drugs and little children. Turns a blind eye to them. Pays as little attention to them as possible. Let alone treason in the highest offices. Comey, Brennan. It's time we held our government accountable, you say. Oh, we tried, didn't we? We tried. We turned out in record numbers to elect the one man who actually doesn't treat politics as a career path, who actually believes in America and her people. But they didn't like that. So they think it's their right to steal from us. If due process does not work, and if voting doesn't work, and if free speech is suppressed, what do we have left? Pitchforks. It's time to form alternate institutions, beginning on your street. It begins with self-protection. The authorities have become hirelings. If they cared, they would have shut down BLM and Antifa, but they did not. If the FBI were there to protect you, they would have done something, but there have been no arrests, no indictments. Investigations are just another way to mock us, to taunt us, to belittle us as we wait patiently for our betters to do something. The cities burn, and the FBI is more concerned about Snowden, WikiLeaks, Flynn, and the elusive Russians. More hours have been expended by our governments to destroy a minor child who dared defend himself with an AR-15 than all the arsonists in Antifa. Build tribe, work together, because the government thinks their job is to rule over you, not to protect you. The Democrats sided with Antifa. The Republican Party values the Democrat Party more than what is right. So they urge us to play by the rules, and they protest mildly when the Democrats run roughshod over the basic social compact of equal treatment under the law and the right to have our votes matter. The press doesn't expose tyranny. It's part of the tyranny. Republicans and the Democrats and the institutions have formed the perfect totalitarian system. It's our time to create parallel institutions. Institutions of law, justice, news, education, water, food, power, and transportation. We need to decide to rule ourselves once again. Not be scolded into a corner by the pompous know-it-alls who truly think they are better than us. Militia should become a respectable word, not something to be embarrassed of. When the cartels come to your house, and they will, when Antifa comes to your house, and they will, it must be you and your tribe that shuts them down and brings justice. Our justice system has betrayed us. They have sided with the enemy on both counts, and more is coming. We need to relearn what our ancestors knew. At the end of the day, violence is politics by other means. BLM knows that. Antifa knows that. They act on that with the consent of the government and the media. But they don't want us to. It's one rule for them, different rule for us. The trust is broken. So too the illusion of tranquility. New times are old times. Men with strong shoulders, stout backs, and heart. Men who won't shut up, keep silent, or be put down. Here's our message. We rule us, not you.